Life Audio.
Christian Parent Crazy World with Catherine Seegers is brought to you by Life Audio and is part of our Faith Toolkit series. For more inspirational faith-affirming podcasts, visit lifeaudio.com.
Welcome to Christian Parent Crazy World, the podcast that tackles tough topics to help you be a godly parent in an ungodly world. I am your host, Catherine Seegers, and in today's episode, we will tackle this culturally relevant question. Can your kids be whoever they want to be in life? Look, there is a powerful and pervasive cultural myth being piped into our kids these days. And make no mistake about it, you are a bad parent if you don't buy into it and actively support it. The myth says that our kids can be whoever they want to be in life. Is this idea biblical? Is it true or even realistic? If I had a dime for every movie I've seen that has some form of this myth in it, I would have a lot of dimes. And some of these movies are really great. So today I want to dig into this myth and establish what is biblical and what is cultural when it comes to the dreams that our children pursue in life, and our dreams as well, for that matter. That's the plan for this episode of Christian Parent Crazy World. So let's get started.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, "Who made you laugh today?" or "What would you do if you had a tail?" These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hey, mamas and papas, be sure to mosey on over to my Instagram page at Catherine Seegers to see lots of inspirational posts and reels for the show. And please consider giving the show a great review over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. You know, I just found out that a lot of you have listed CPCW as their favorite podcast over on Spotify. Thank you. I really appreciate those great reviews and ratings. That really helps the show. And, you know, it blesses me personally. Alrighty, so let's talk about our kids' dreams today. This is such an important topic because if you are like me, you may have felt pressure from our culture to support whatever dream your child wants to pursue in life, regardless of their skill set or the cost or the odds. You are supposed to tell your kids that they can be whoever they want to be in life, right? You know, I got a book recommendation recently for a kid's book that literally said on the back cover, "Do you believe you can have, do, or be anything you want?" Well, you can. Your wonderful imagination makes your dreams possible. So keep on dreaming. Look, I never want to kill a kid's dreams, but there it is right there in black and white. You can have, do, or be anything you want. Your imagination makes this possible. And if you are a realistic parent sitting over here saying, honey, an Ivy League education without a scholarship is going to leave you hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt, or, you know, your eyesight might prevent you from being a fighter pilot, or, darling, you are 5'6". Maybe a career in the NHL is unlikely. Look, I say that with my one and only official NHL hockey jersey bearing the name of Rocco Grimaldi. Loved that spunky player. He was all over the ice, saw a game where he scored 4 goals. 3 of them were like in the span of 90 seconds or something crazy like that. And the dude is 5'6", playing against guys who are literally twice his size. So, you know, it does happen. It does. Go Preds. But like I said, you're a bad parent if you don't support every dream that your child has in life. I was faced with this challenge head on a few years ago when my 4th child sat on my lap at the ripe old age of 6 and told me what he wanted to be when he grew up. He wants to be a Major League Baseball player. Isn't that adorable? And let me tell you a few things about this kid, though. He lives and breathes the sport of baseball like no kid I have ever seen. He is so animated, so excited to get out on the baseball field. He loves nothing more than to play baseball from the moment he gets up in the morning until he has used every ounce of energy in his body and conks out coming home from a 14-hour tournament at night. We have him on a travel ball team right now, so they play throughout the year, but they take these little breaks, and every single time we start up practice again, a full 24 hours before practice starts, he is fully dressed and ready to go. He sleeps in his uniform. Then the next day, I get a countdown starting at like T-minus 8 hours. Mommy, practice is in 8 hours. Mommy, practice is in 6 hours. Mommy, practice is in 2 hours. Then roughly about an hour before we have to leave, he's brought my shoes, my purse, my keys to my side. And then I get updates like every 2 to 3 minutes. I've never seen anything like it. Neither have his coaches. He's about to sprout a glove out of his left arm. He is constantly throwing things against walls, Nerf balls, dryer balls, baseballs, softballs, golf balls. Oh my gosh, this kid broke our oven throwing a ball, and the house broke it. That kid is always throwing and catching, and I have to pry these things out of his hand to make him do schoolwork. Okay, so you get the picture, right? Probably a little too thorough there. Sorry, but that's my kid, okay? And he's actually really good at baseball. So when he sat on my lap 3 years ago and he said, Mommy, I think God made me to play baseball. Man, I knew I had to come up with the right response. What do I tell this kid who has what seems to be a divinely inspired passion for something at a very young age? What do I say to a kid who has a big dream like that? Well, I believe that the Holy Spirit gave me the right answer, an answer that I think applies to all of our kids. I'll tell you what that is in just a bit. But I know what my culture says that I should have told my son. I should have said, well, of course, son, you can be whoever you imagine you can be, whoever you dream you can be, whoever you want to be and work to be. You can. I believe in you. And I could have followed that up by telling my son to, you know, just follow his heart, which is a little Hallmark theology there. Mm-hmm. That's what our culture says a good parent should say. But is that what a Christian parent should say who is trying to parent biblically? No, not the right answer. Because look, you know, I have lived a little too much life to say that to my kid, but I also don't want to kill my kid's imagination and his dreams either. That is part of the wonder of being a kid, isn't it? There is nothing wrong with dreaming about stepping up to the plate, donning the jersey of your favorite team, which may or may not be the New York Mets, and hitting a walk-off homer in extra innings in that last game in the World Series. I mean, come on. That is a rite of passage as a child. Dream on. I don't want to be a dream killer. And it seems like we can be caught in between a rock and a hard place when it comes to supporting our kids' dreams. And too often, we get the answer wrong in Christian circles. So I was reading a review for a new faith-based movie called The Hill. The review was in World Magazine. Love that magazine. It's a family feel-good movie about baseball, right up our alley. So the review is written by Colin Garbarino, who made some very astute observations. So here's the basic premise of the film. A young kid named Ricky Hill dreams of being a major league baseball player that hits so close to home in my home. But he has a problem, or rather, an impediment. He has a debilitating health condition, which has left him in leg braces. So the first half of the film highlights Ricky's fierce determination to overcome his physical limitations and pursue the sport that he loves. Now, by the time this kid hits high school, he's become a slugging sensation, can knock it out of the park. But as he takes his shot at the big leagues, his childhood struggle comes back to haunt him. So Ricky is trying to overcome his giant, a metaphor that plays throughout the film as Ricky is portrayed as a David who is facing the giant Goliath of his physical limitations. Meanwhile, his father, who is a minister played by Dennis Quaid, he is always in these sports films, isn't he? He was in The Rookie. Oh my gosh, that's a really great film. I love that one. You should definitely check that one out. But so Dennis Quaid thinks that his son should be a preacher. Now, I haven't seen the movie yet, but I want to, and I suspect there are some really good things to recommend about it. But prominently featured in the film is this theme that you can be whoever you want to be in life. Mm-hmm. You can fulfill every dream, and wishing and hard work will make it so. Yep, that is how you fulfill your dreams in life. But does real life teach us that? And more importantly, does our faith teach us that? Let me read you this excerpt from the review. Quote, most disappointingly, Garbarino says, the Hill suffers from some of the same theological problems that plague other faith-based films. The movie uses David and Goliath as its guiding motif. Little Ricky is David, and he's flinging stones at his Goliath-like adversity. The message is clear. You can be a David if you have enough faith.
Is it hard to spark meaningful conversations with your kids? Whether you're a homeschool hero, planning activities for the next family vacation, or simply gathering around the dinner table, we've got something that can help. Introducing the Daily Family Conversation Starter by best-selling author Katie Clemens. This remarkable book offers 365 imaginative ways to connect with your children in just 5 minutes each day, with prompts like, who made you laugh today? Or what would you do if you had a tail? These simple questions open up a world of laughter, curiosity, and deeper connections. From dinner time to sleepy time, the Daily Family Conversation Starter is your key to creating memories that will last a lifetime. Don't wait to transform your family's daily routine into an adventure of discovery and fun. Grab your copy of the Daily Family Conversation Starter today, wherever books are sold.
A more faithful interpretation of the story puts Jesus in the place of David, with the rest of us as Israelites cowering back at the camp. But by merging metaphor with the reality of victory in Jesus, the Hill slips into the familiar trap of promoting a prosperity gospel. Garbarino continues. He says, the movie trots out the usual list of motivational Bible verses taken out of context, and it misconstrues them as promises for Christians who want material and temporal success. The movie builds itself as an inspirational story that teaches us to never let go of our dreams. After all, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, Philippians 4:13. I can even make it to the big leagues. Garbarino concludes, true to the genre, we see the underdog struggle and then prevail in the end. He made the most of his shot. Roll the credits. Yeah, except The Hill ends Ricky Hill's story much too soon. In real life, Ricky Hill never made it to the majors. He gutted it out for a few years in the minor leagues before his debilitating condition forced him to quit. In interviews, he said he fell into suicidal despair after poor health robbed him of baseball. How does faith respond to failure? That's the story Christians and non-Christians need to see when our world crumbles. Responding with Philippians 4:13 becomes a powerful testimony. End quote. Wow. Wow. Did this reviewer ever nail it? That is the story Christians ought to be telling in our movies. How does our faith carry us through the disappointment of dashed dreams? What does our faith have to say when everything we hoped for doesn't happen? When you don't get drafted or you don't make it out of the minor leagues, when you don't get the promotion, when your business fails, when you have a physical limitation or ailment or condition that prevents you from fulfilling your dream. Yeah, that is a story that a lot of people could relate to. Why do Christian filmmakers keep missing that opportunity to some low-hanging fruit for the picking? That is a crossover film that could really do some good. So this faith-based Christian film fell prey to the cultural myth that you can be whoever you dream that you can be, and it uses scripture to reinforce that myth. After all, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Mm-hmm. I think we should spend a little time camping out in that section of scripture instead of cherry picking from it. Philippians 4 has several of the most famous verses in all of scripture. Verse 6 tells us not to be anxious for anything, but in everything, in prayer and supplication, let our requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard our hearts and our minds in Christ Jesus. Love that verse. Love it, love it. By the way, when scripture tells us not to be anxious about anything, that strongly suggests that in life, we're going to have a lot of reasons to be anxious. Reasons like, I don't know, health problems, financial problems, relationship problems. Oh, and maybe our dreams not being realized the way we imagined and hoped and even prayed that they would be. Just saying. Verse 8 tells us that whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Another great verse. And then, of course, we have verse 13, one of the most famous and popular verses in the whole Bible. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4 should be an all-star chapter of the Bible, for sure. But let's take a closer look at that section, a much closer look. Listen to what Paul says here to the church at Philippi, starting in verse 11. This is the Message version, okay? So it says, quote, I don't have a sense of needing anything personally. I've learned by now to be quite content whatever my circumstances. I'm just as happy with little as with much as with little. I found the recipe for being happy, whether full or hungry, hands full or hands empty. Whatever I have, wherever I am, I can make it through anything in the one who makes me who I am. End quote. Yeah, this verse takes on a much different meaning when read in context. Paul goes on to talk about how he had set out on his missionary journey, but none of the other churches helped him out, right? Only the church at Philippi did. Paul had some serious needs, and he commends this church for their generosity. The point of this whole passage is that God, through Christ, will enable us to live through the lean times as well as the times of abundance. In Christ, we can be content even when our dreams don't come true, or we don't have food or shelter or clothing like Paul. In Christ, we can be content in every situation. But that's not how we use that verse, is it? No. Alrighty, so how do we approach our kids' dreams? Look, I don't think we need to ignore reality when it comes to our kids' dreams. I don't. There are like 2.6 million Little League Baseball players in the world, and with 30 Major League Baseball teams, there are only 945 Major League Baseball players in the world. You do the math, not great odds. And you know, they say that the hardest thing to do in sports is to hit a Major League Baseball. But that being said, I've got a big God, so I don't play by the world's odds either. God clearly creates some people to be Major League Baseball players, and who knows, maybe my kid could be one of them. So how do we as parents stay grounded in reality while acknowledging the greatness of our God? How do we biblically support our kids' dreams? Well, here's how I answered my son when he told me he thinks that God made him to be a baseball player. I didn't give him a cultural rah-rah speech, but hopefully it was a lot more real and inspirational long-term. And honestly, I really think this was from the Holy Spirit. It was one of those rare moments where I'm like, I don't know where that came from, because it didn't really generate in my head. I think it generated in God's head. So here's what I did. I gave my son a big hug, and I agreed that God had given him a special gift to play baseball and to love the world's greatest sport. And I said, look, honey, I'm not sure who you're going to be in life, but here's what I do know. You can be whoever God created you to be. And whoever that is amazing and awesome. And it's going to fulfill you more than anything else in life. God has an incredible plan for your life. And you know what? That plan might be for you to be a Major League Baseball player, or it might be a Minor League Baseball player, or it might just be a Little Leaguer. You know, everybody has to hang up their cleats someday, and I don't know when you will have to do that, but I do know that you can be who God created you to be. And what I encourage you to do, son, is to pray this prayer. Say this: Lord, help me to glorify you with my gifts. Help me to glorify you when I play baseball for as long as I can. That's what it's about, mamas and papas, fulfilling God's call on our life. I guarantee you, God's call is bigger and greater than you can imagine. And it's probably different than what most of us imagined when we were 6 years old or 12 or 20 or maybe even 45. It's, you know, it's quite different. But God's plan is the best. So can your kids be whoever they want to be in life? No, nor do we want them to, but they can be whoever God created them to be in life. That is so much bigger and greater than what we can dream of. That's what we should be aiming for. Let your kids see you aim for that mark in life. And hopefully they will learn to do the same. I want to thank you for joining me today. Look, I know there are a lot of things you could be listening to right now, and I really appreciate that you took this time to spend with me. I hope you will join me for my next podcast when we take aim at some aspect of our culture that threatens to derail our parenting and steal our kids' faith. If you enjoyed this episode of Christian Parent Crazy World, would you consider telling a friend and sharing it on social media and giving it a good review over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and following me on Facebook and Instagram? Oh, and maybe you could say that Christian Parent Crazy World is the best podcast you've ever heard in your entire life. Just a thought. And be sure to check out my website, which is KatherineSegers.com. That's Catherine with a C. I have lots of articles and resources there that will help you on your parenting journey. And if you subscribe, I will be sure to send you some really cool free stuff and notify you of future podcasts, articles, and blogs. I want to end this and every episode with a word of encouragement. God gave you your kids, your specific kids, for a reason. That's because you hold the key to unlocking who God created them to be. We'll see you next time.
Christian Parent Crazy World is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Give thanks in all circumstances. God invites us to cultivate thankful hearts by turning our eyes toward Him in good times and bad. To listen to more Abide Christian Meditations, just go to lifeaudio.com or search your favorite podcast app for Abide Christian Meditation. You can also download the Abide app for more biblical meditations at abide.com.